Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Brothers, the fruit season is upon us, and we know that generally this time of the year and for the next few months we are blessed with different types of fruit. And the important thing is we should appreciate the fruit, and we should welcome this fruit and receive this bounty from Allah, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And this is the amazing part of our deen, that every experience that we have, pleasant or unpleasant, there's a teaching. How we should react, how we should receive it, how we should deal with it. So what are the sunnah of the new fruit of the season when I wish to partake of the fruit? Firstly, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he received or when he purchased the first fruit of the season, he would firstly make a dua. He would take the fruit in his hand and he would say, Allahumma barik lana fi thamarina. Oh Allah, grant us your divine blessings in the fruit. Divine blessing in the fruit. Barik lana fi thamarina. Wa barik lana fi madinatina. Oh Allah, grant us barakah in the city in which we live. Wa barik lana fi sa'in. Oh Allah, grant us barakah in our sa'. What was sa'? Sa' was the measurement they used. Like today we have kilograms and we have different types of measurements and weights that we use for weighing or measuring. So a sa', if you had to, its equivalent in today's time is 3.2 kilograms. But that's not the point. The point is that in our weight and in our measure, give us barakah. Whichever type of weight or measurement we are using, grant us barakah in that. Everything we receive through weight or measure. وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِي مُدِّنَا. In the last part of the dua, Allah grant us barakah in our mud. Mud is also a measurement which is roughly equal to about 750 milliliters. That is mud. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking Allah for barakah, number one. So that was the first practice. He read the dua. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show his appreciation of the fruit, he would take it and he would place it over his eye. That's showing appreciation. You know, you take something, sometimes you give something valuable to somebody, they take it and they kiss it, or they put it over their eyes. It shows appreciation. So he would take the fruit and he would, just take in the scent and show his appreciation, that he really appreciates this fruit. And then he would call the youngest child in the home and he would give the first fruit of the season to that little child to taste of it. So these are the three sunnahs that we should keep in mind whenever we receive the new fruit of the season. And if we didn't do it and we've already enjoyed some fruit of the season, do it the next time. There's no harm in that. It does not mean I missed it and so I cannot do it. You can always do it. Not about the matter of the